Now, somebody who's a very big part of not only Community Connections, but also of Yarra Valley FM is our very own station manager, Greg Carrick. And I thought, well, he's been part of the gig ever since I started, about 8 years ago, I think it is now. And he probably helped talk me into doing the show. So I thought it'd be nice to talk to Greg, find out a bit about what happens with Greg at Christmas time also. So first of all, welcome, Greg. Hang on. I better turn your microphone on.
Yeah. Censoring me already.
Don't want to mess it up. First of all, Greg, look, thanks for your help during the year. You're always available when things go wrong a bit, but we don't want to talk about that. Greg, first of all, before we talk about Greg Carrick and what's going to come up at Christmas, I see in the last few months we've had a few new shows start on Yarra Valley FM.
Yes, yeah. Well, we've been lucky. We've had various presenters, some new to radio and some pretty seasoned in doing community radio. They've come along to Yarra Valley FM, and we've been able to slot them in and do a bit of training, get them up and running with their own shows.
Sounds good. Do you want to roughly run through a few for us, please, Greg?
There's the show before yours, The Beaten Track. Michael has been with us for a couple of years now.
Yep.
And he brings music to the station that mostly the other presenters don't.
Yep.
And that's one of the great things about Yarra Valley FM. We have we allow our presenters to bring the sort of music they're interested in so that our listeners can also hear about it.
Yep.
Another one is Nelson Aldridge. He's teamed up with his dad, Stuart, now with High Voltage Radio every second Friday. They bring a lot of sort of expertise and connections with musicians around Australia. So that's a great thing as well, yeah.
Yep. Good for us and good for the musicians as well.
Oh, yeah, yep. And one of our past presenters, Jock Blair, he's just started back doing blues on Alternative Monday nights.
Yep.
So, yeah, Jock's Blue Highway is back on air with us. Then we got Ethan Prentice, who does Live to Ground every Tuesday night. And once a month, he opens the studio up to live bands.
Yeah, it's terrific, isn't it?
And, yeah, these bands, they don't really have much hope of getting on commercial radio. And that's the big thing about
radio. In fairness, a lot of the music, and I know a lot of the stuff that you play, and you'll be playing this afternoon between 3 and 5, that never gets a gig on commercial radio.
Yeah, commercial radio is really limited in what they play, what they offer, whereas community radio, we have the ability and the freedom to bring you music you won't hear anywhere else.
Yep.
And, that's part of the whole reason. You think community radio, oh, they just play weird music. But our brief isn't just to play music. It's to be a community service organisation.
Yep. And we connect the community to the community.
Absolutely. And the Yarra Valley area is our stamping ground. We're not here to promote ourselves. We're here to promote all the other things and all the other groups who do amazing work here in the Yarra Valley.
Yep.
And we do that pretty well. I mean, there's your show, of course, which is on every Wednesday, and you've had hundreds of groups come through here.
Who wouldn't have been known? And I still get people saying, I've lived here for 10, 15 years, and I didn't know half of these groups existed.
Yeah, yeah. And so from the really wide-ranging stuff of letting people know about all the groups that are doing things in this area, right down to the micro level of, you read a CSA this morning at the Hollyville's Christmas Day lunch.
Yep.
For people who might be alone or whatever, straight after you read that CSA, the phone rang. Some guy wanted to know more details.
Good.
So I was able to give him, Hollyville's, they're in Lollardale, told him the address, the time. Now that chap will probably go along there and he won't be alone tomorrow.
And that's something that I don't know if you heard the interview, because I know you're busy in the office, with Victor Purton, and that was one of the things that this Victor Purton He's an ex-politician, but we forget that. We never talk politics, but he's all about optimism and positiveness and all that. And we were saying that, you know, nobody should be alone on Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. So, yeah, it's not that, hey, Yarra Valley FM are holding a Christmas dinner. It's that we can let all our listeners know all these things are happening in their community by other groups. And that's where that's our service to the Yarra Valley. It's actually in our license. We have to do that sort of thing. Yep. That's why we exist. We're here as a sort of a springboard to help our listeners know what else is happening in the Yarra Valley.
Yep. And as I said to you a few minutes ago, I'm still surprised how many people say to me, I didn't know that place existed or I didn't know that group existed.
Yeah.
Just didn't know. Greg, what have you got coming up special for next year? For you?
Next year. Oh, big change next year.
Yep.
Because I reach official retirement age. So if I was actually...
I could say something nasty, but I won't.
If I was actually working, I could retire.
But you're not going to retire from Yarra Valley, are you?
No. I still will be hanging around. Can't get rid of me quite that quickly.
That's good.
But... yeah, apart from doing, you know, the various music shows I do, you know, I do help out here. We're all volunteers. That's the other big thing too about this organisation. Everybody is a volunteer. No one here gets paid.
No.
Not even me. So
none of us do. I was going to say, you do. You're the only one.
I'll double your wage, eh?
Yeah, double. Greg, I've got to ask you. What happens with Greg Carrick on Christmas Day? I've been asking all my visitors today as to what happens with Greg.
Well, it's a pretty... I try to relax Christmas Day because I've had a whole night of flying around the world delivering presents.
Well, you've got the beard for it.
No, it's a family time. So I'm going down to see my mum. She lives down Somerville Way.
Yep.
She's over 90.
Over 90?
Yeah, she's going really well, though.
Yep.
So, go down there. We have Christmas lunch and everything down there. Yep. And then on Boxing Day, we do my wife's side of the family. So, yeah, it's sort of 2 days of being able to relax over a meal with your family, connect again, chill out, have those conversations that you might not have had for ages. And that's what... our Christmas will be like. Yep.
That's true. And, of course, you've got grandchildren too, and I always reckon that Christmas is very... Well, it's not the reason for Christmas, but it's a really nice part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, along with the chicken.
The chicken. Greg, look, thank you for your help during the year. You always do bits and pieces for me behind the scenes, but also to you and your family, I hope you have a fantastic Christmas and safe and happy New Year. And Community Connections will be back on the last week of January. But I'll be up playing the music shows. I'll be here to pest you on a Sunday night for right through January. You don't get rid of me that quick.
No, you do some great shows. You're one of the presenters here who does more than one show, different types of shows, and that's hugely beneficial. You not only do this Community Connection show, which is enormous value to the community, but you help bring music to the valley that they won't hear if they...
Even if you don't always like it. All right, Greg, thank you very much for your time, and I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas, a safe and Happy New Year, and I look forward to working with you right through next year.
Thank you very much, Al. Some people would say you're a gentleman.